Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 3-0 Take, where we talk all things Major League Baseball. Here's Kyle Corwin and Nate Reyes. It all starts right now.
Welcome back to the 3-0 Take. This is episode 257. I'll be your host, Kyle Corwin, and I'm here with my co-host, Nate Reyes. Nate.
What's up?
I never know where you're going with the intro, ever.
I never know until the second before.
I can tell.
Yeah.
How's lockout life?
Well, hasn't changed much. Your boy's on the job search. He's hunting down job opportunities. Currently big time sleeping in, big time gym sessions, and just lining up interviews left and right, knocking them out. So honestly, if anyone knows something cool that
there's got to be
remotely,
I know there's somebody out there that's got a plug for you.
There's got to be somebody, right?
We've not to pat ourselves on the back, but we've done a lot for the people, and we don't ask for much.
Yeah.
So
I'm pretty good at sales. So you know, if there's something with the sales background, I'm here for it. Honestly, anything I can do remote. So yeah, that's my life. Oh, I didn't tell you this. I don't think I have told you this. So as you know, I got COVID last summer. Had the whole smell and taste go away, right? Been without smell for a while. I don't know why I haven't told you this, because we've done multiple episodes since.
Since last year?
No.
We've done
since my smell came back.
Ah.
Kinda. Want to know why?
Well, it either does or doesn't.
No. Your boy was in charge of the Christmas Eve dinner.
Okay.
I made chili in a crock pot, cooked for like 6 hours. I haven't smelled anything but chili since. Everything smells like chili.
So your smell, your sense of smell is frozen.
Yeah, on chili.
That's...
And I mean everything. I mean the, you know, duty calls, scenarios, chili. My breath in the morning, chili. My breath after I brush my teeth, kind of minty, burn your eyes still, chili.
That's...
Wild, huh?
That's terribly unfortunate.
It's weird. Let me tell you, but I mean, I think there's better. I mean, there's worse smells for sure.
I was going to say, yeah, definitely you could be smells. Smelling worse things.
I would be happy with like a peanut butter situation.
Nope. Peanut butter's terrible. I love peanut butter, but the smell, that would be terrible is what I'm saying. By the way, anybody that washes dishes smells on a regular basis, by far the worst smell when it gets wet and or warm. Peanut butter.
Wet peanut butter is just a weird scenario all the way through and through. You're not a paper plate kind of guy?
No, I'm saying like like if you use a knife or whatever and there's a little bit left and then you sponge it down.
Oh, not okay. Ideal. I gotcha.
Not ideal.
I was going to say, like, I feel like anything that I have that involves peanut butter, it's being done on a paper plate.
True.
You know?
Yeah. Got to avoid the mess.
PB&J is not classy enough to have on a glass plate.
Yeah, but we're not here to talk about wet peanut butter. We're here to talk about baseball. Or
I thought this was a food podcast.
You're right. That's
Walk
on me.
Walk it in.
That's on me. Hand up. No, but we're here to talk about basically anything baseball that's not really baseball, if you know what I mean. Like, we're not talking, obviously not talking games, because nothing's being played. Nothing probably will be played anytime soon. Not talking moves. Not talking signings, trades, what have you. None of that. We're here to talk about everything but that, pretty much.
Like wet peanut butter.
Like wet peanut butter. If you would prefer us to continue our conversation about wet peanut butter, please raise your hand.
All those
opposed? All right, Nate wants to move on. We got to talk about, let's just get it out of the way. We got to talk about these atrocious World Series odds. To be fair, Let's make this clear right out of the gate.
These aren't our odds.
These aren't, well, yeah, great catch. I don't know if I would have mentioned that. Yes, not our odds. We didn't create this list, and credit to the people in the comments. I think they understood that because I indicated that on the graphic, not our odds. But that's not the important thing here. The important thing is to know that these odds, there's no science behind this. There's no rhyme or reason as to why these teams are where they are. These are DraftKings odds.
Yeah.
For those who didn't see the post or haven't seen the headline or the article. They're just simply putting this out because they know it'll get clicks. If we were to come out with odds right now, what are we basing it off of? The team, the rosters that ended the 2021 season?
Right.
What good does that do you for a 2022 World Series odds list? It doesn't. So, yes, they're terrible, but I understand it. But I'm still going to be outraged at some of these rankings because it's like, even if there's no rhyme or reason behind it, like, just use your brain. Just a little. Just a little.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, I mean, when it comes to odds, I don't know how the process works. I can't tell you that.
There is no process.
But I'm assuming they're going to go ahead and see what teams bring in the most dollars. That's got to be a part of the equation. When it comes to betting, there are certain teams on this list that bring in dollars. I don't think this has anything to do with power rankings. I don't think it has anything to do with, like you said, how rosters were either advanced before the lockout or struggled before the lockout, whatever you want to look at it. This has nothing to do with that. That's what bugs me about this. I will give credit to majority of the people in our comment section, but I don't see any point in bashing any team on this list.
I do personally.
I don't see any reason why. Then the truth is that when you're placing bets, the whole point is, yes, you want to take advantage of odds. That's the point. The good news is that every dollar you're going to put in right now is going to get you a big return. And that changes as the season progresses.
I mean, if you're looking for a big payout, I get it. Like, if you're looking at it simply from a dollars and cents thing, I get it. I'm simply looking at it from a common sense standpoint. It's like just use your brain just a little bit. You're going to tell me, like, we'll give the full list here, but starting at number two, bias aside, you're going to sit there and tell me that the Yankees have the second best odds to win the World Series? At what point does this just turn into a thing where it's like, the odd makers just throw the Yankees at the wall, hoping that it sticks? And they've been doing that since what, 2010? How has that worked out?
There's a reason they keep doing it. DraftKings keeps pulling in money. The truth is that if you set odds at that point and say, hey, throw your money at us, DraftKings is like, yes, bring in all the Yankees bets. Thank you. Keep them coming. No matter what we set these odds at, there's always going to be Yankees bets.
All right, no free ads. We got to stop mentioning DraftKings. To me, this would be a pretty common list across the board for many, regardless what outlet you look at.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, again, it comes down to money, comes down to dollars. Your money makers are going to be at the top. I get that. But now, you know what we need to do? We need to let's just run down the list here. Let the people know, in case they haven't seen it. At the top, you got the Dodgers at plus 650. You got the Yankees next at plus 900. Astros, 950. Mets at plus 1,000. Blue Jays at plus 1,200. White Sox, plus 1,200. Padres, plus 1,400. Rays at 1,500. Brewers, plus 1,500. Braves, plus 1,500. Sox, plus 2,000, which I believe they are 11th. So just outside the top 10. Cardinals, 12 at plus 2,200, Giants plus 2,500, Angels at plus 3,000, Mariners at plus 3,500, Phillies at plus 3,500, the Tigers at plus 4,000, the A's at plus 6,000, Twins plus 8,000, Marlins plus 8,000, Reds 8,000, Guardians 8,000, that felt weird, Rangers plus 9,000, Royals plus 9,000, Nationals plus 10,000, Cubs 10,000, Rockies 15,000, Orioles 15,000, Diamondbacks 20,000, and the Pirates at 25,000.
I mean, honestly, just throw like $5 at the Pirates just in case. You never know.
If John Mellencamp ever wins an Oscar, I will be a very rich dude.
No office quotes
in 2022. We've done it to the people enough.
Nah, I think we should just honestly do it every episode.
Hot apple fail.
I think there's just it doesn't make sense on a lot of and I'm not disagreeing with you about the Yankees at all. And again, I don't know how these odds are set up.
How about
I don't know if
let's do this. Let's do this just for entertainment's sake. Let's remove the financial aspect of it. Let's just look purely at the list in terms of likelihood to win the World Series.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Likelihood to win the World Series. Take out the money. Take out the odds makers' thought process in terms of trying to bring in the most money. Ignore all of that. Let's just look at it purely from the perspective of likelihood to win the World Series.
So,
because let's be honest, that's
looking
more
at
fun.
This list, we can eliminate, if we're going to eliminate top 10 teams, I'm going to eliminate Yankees, Mets, definitely the Brewers.
Yikes.
Yeah, I would eliminate those three teams out of the top 10. The Mets got to go. At four? What are we talking about? Why?
It's the hype, man. It's the hype.
I get it. I understand. They made they're one of the few teams that made a lot of substantial moves before the lockout started, but still, it's the Mets.
Yeah, but if that's your logic, put the Rangers in the top 10.
Right. I've never understood the Brewers being there. I mean, even if they add Trevor Story, I know they just managed to sneak in a deal to, I feel like we never talked about, to get Hunter Renfro for...
Yeah, what a...
For
what was that?
Someone who hits .188 every year, but...
All right, we don't need to get into details.
Yeah, I think, the Red Sox probably need to be up there for sure. The Giants, if those are the odds that you were reading off, I would probably throw a little something at the Giants right now.
The Giants are... I don't have the numbers. I only have the odds. So the Braves, I think, are 10. Red Sox would be 11. Cardinals, 12. Giants, 13. Yeah, I'd bump the Giants up a little bit.
Yeah, I could get him in the top 10. But as far as, like, the Mets go, the NL East teams, Braves for sure. I don't know if any other NL East team deserves to be in the top 10.
Let's go Marlins. No, the Dodgers, are the... I don't know how many years it'll take for me to change my mind on that, but it's kind of just like, okay, sure. To me, that's the team that you can do that with. I think people try to do the same thing with the Yankees where it's like, you know what? Why not this year? But it's like, no, the Yankees prove to you every year why they should not be in that spot. The Dodgers,
it's just like when you look at management, like you understand that the Yankees are really stubborn as of late. Whereas the Dodgers are like, if we're not there, we're going to go do whatever we need to do. Exactly what they did last year at the trade deadline. You know those teams like the Dodgers are going to do that. You can trust that. If they're behind the eight ball, they're going to add. We don't care how much it costs. The Yankees aren't like that as of late. And I say as of late, it's been a good, 8 or 9 years since they've been willingly, just done whatever with the checkbook. The Astros, I don't understand that without Correa. If they don't re-sign Correa, if they don't sign Trevor Story, I'm not sure I put them in the top three.
Okay, just for kicks, you take the Astros out. Who do you put in that third spot? Actually, no. Let's give me your top three because you don't think the Yankees belong up there. So give me your top three.
I would say...
Again, this is going off of... what we know right now. Things are going to change. These odds are going to be irrelevant here probably in a month or two. But
for sure,
as of right now, knowing what you know, knowing who's interested in who, where you think certain players might end up, what do you got in the top three?
I'm okay with Dodgers at one.
Give me your top five.
Dodgers one. I'm okay with, I think the White Sox are a little bit higher. Braves need to be higher. Was that three?
So you got the White Sox at two?
I don't know. Yeah, why not? Give me White Sox at two. That was my World Series last year.
That's true. Wise. Dodgers, White Sox.
Dodgers, White Sox. Give me Braves. Braves aren't losing anybody. I don't care what you say about Freddie Freeman. He's not going anywhere. They're not losing anybody.
And you're getting Acuna back at some point.
You're getting an MVP back. So give me Braves at three.
Put some respect on his name. I feel like Ronald Acuna Jr. deserves a little bit more than just MVP. I mean, we're talking like one of the top talents in the game.
Okay, they're getting a top three baseball player back.
Wow, bold.
Yeah, so we got... You keep messing me up, man. Dodgers, White Sox, Braves.
You're going to make a lot of Braves fans happy with that pick. Because there's a lot of Braves fans looking at the rankings and be like, you're telling me the reigning champs are, what are they, 10?
Say Padres 4 and give me the Rays at 5. Why not? Then I mean, to round out top 10, I don't think the Blue Jays. Actually, I'm okay taking the Blue Jays out of top 10. But I think the Red Sox and the Giants need to be in the top 10.
I like that.
I think that's doable. I still think the Yankees are top 10, but they're not top 5. Fair?
For the record, you said Sox need to be in the top 10. For what it's worth, and this should add to my credibility, I'm actually okay with where they're placed.
They're at 11, right?
11. I'm okay with that.
If they are, if they are on that list, it's 9, 10, or 11. So, like, they're right there.
Perfectly okay with where they're at.
Yeah. But none of this really matters, truthfully, nor does the weekly or monthly ridiculous MLB power rankings that they release throughout the season. None of that makes sense to me either.
While that's true, it's like, what do you want us to talk about?
You're saying right now?
Just in general. And I'm not saying you, I'm saying the listener.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you want us to talk about?
Yeah.
It's like, there's literally nothing going on. It's been well documented that there's nothing going on. But we're here, still doing what we do.
Still hustling.
Still grinding.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like this list. But if I'm a betting man, I would throw a couple bucks at the Giants. And at plus 1500, I'd throw a couple bucks at the Braves.
You know what? I've never put money on a team like that before. Maybe this
is
the year.
I've never bet on a World Series winner.
This is the year. We just throw a couple bucks.
I'm down. Why not?
Why not? Gives you something to pull for.
Yeah, and I honestly never really bet. When it comes to betting, I don't really do anything more than like $20. I'm just that guy. Even like the single game matchups. Parlays. I'm gonna be on those posts where he's like he turned $20 into $17,000 because it was a 15 leg parlay. That's gonna be me one day.
Look,
one of those is gonna land.
It's a big enough feat for me to win a round of bingo in some like random bingo hall. You really think I'm gonna try to make a parlay work?
You're telling me you've participated in bingo?
You're telling me you haven't played bingo?
Not once.
Sir, are you missing out?
In a hall?
Are you missing out?
You're saying a bingo night.
No, not that kind of bingo night. It was actually at this lodge that we went to. It was like this, what's that called? Is it glamping? Where it's like,
yeah.
Like you're camping, but there's like a lot. There's like lodge and all this other stuff there.
You have like an RV.
Yeah, like we camped. Like, we were outside. We had the tent set up and everything, but they had a lodge, they had pools.
Car is parked within 30 feet of your tent, I don't know. I don't know if I can call it camping.
Okay, personally. Well, we were out in a field with a tent and neighbors next to us, different campsites. Anyway, not important.
Did you cook your meal over a fire?
I mean, hot dogs? I don't know. Does that count? Not important. Not the point of the conversation. They did this thing. This is up in Boston. Normandy Farms, for anybody that's familiar. Fabulous place. Highly recommend. They did this thing, candy bar bingo, where your entry was a candy bar. And I think it was based on however many candy bars you submitted was how many cards you got, so you could better your chances. Mm-hmm. And then the payout was just a load of candy bars.
All the candy bars.
They would divvy up the candy bars based on how many games they'd play. It was fabulous. But it's an experience. And I know it sounds super white, and that's fine. But
that sounds old more than anything else.
No, it was great. Candy bar bingo, it's like it's designed for the kids.
I don't know. I know a lot of old people that like candy bars. Have you heard the term bingo wing?
Bingoing, like the verb?
Two words. Bingo wing.
Bingo like wing. No.
Yeah, like. No? You've never heard that?
No.
It's when an old lady yells bingo in her tricep.
Guy.
Just flapping around because that's a wing. Bingo wing. Yeah.
I don't need that visual. Thing. I don't need that visual.
Because old people play bingo.
Okay. Well,
I feel like you like Boggle as well, don't you?
Man, just really out to get me. Really out to get me here tonight, I see. Why was I even talking about bingo? Yeah. I can't even win a game of bingo. You think I'm gonna try to make a parlay work? That's why I would be okay putting a couple bucks on a team. Just say, hey, go out there, win the World Series. Just do it.
Yeah. some Mattress Mac type bets.
Yeah, why not?
Just put your entire mortgage on.
Well, no.
On a team to
win. Not quite. Maybe, though. Maybe one day. Maybe if this thing blows up and I can actually afford to do that.
Yeah, maybe if some of you guys like left some reviews and...
Yeah, what a great segue. I was thinking about that the other day. We haven't... I legitimately cannot think of the last time we asked for...
Honestly, it was like 3 weeks ago, because every time we say it, we're like, I don't remember the last time we asked. I think it's once a month. I think we're a once a month ask for...
I legitimately, and somebody can tell me if I'm wrong, I legitimately do not think we've asked for ratings and reviews for...
The only thing I need is I need you guys to make sure that the downloads are still going. Sometimes you got to get back in there to whatever app you use and just kind of say, hey, I'm still interested. And then it just says, you know, re-download. That's important for me. I don't care about the storage on your phone. Personally, I'd rather delete some photos. There's no reason you should have 17,000 photos on your phone. Get rid of some of those. I know there's some duplicates in there. That leaves plenty of room for our episodes.
Yeah, I know there's people out there that are still in the year 2022 taking pictures of their food. We don't do that.
We don't do that anymore. Just eat it.
We left that in 2016.
Yeah. Just eat it. Get it done.
Delete.
I promise you it doesn't look that good to us.
It really doesn't.
On the other end.
It really doesn't. Like, think about it. You're an amateur chef.
Photographer and chef.
And so you remove
the lighting is never good.
You remove your bias from that. And we're looking at a pretty subpar meal, and you're trying to convince us that it's better than it is. It's not. So go ahead, just delete those pictures.
Very old-fashioned, generic American meal. Just, you know.
Like,
I can boil some noodles, too.
I was going to say, you act like we've never seen spaghetti before. Like, what are we doing? Go ahead, leave that review right here while we're talking.
We'll wait.
We'll walk you through it. So basically, you go to the platform that you're listening to this podcast on. And I know some platforms don't allow you to leave ratings or reviews, one or the other. I know Apple allows you to leave both. So you're going to go to our podcast. You're going to scroll down and you're going to hit that tap to rate button. Smash that 5-star. Smash it. Ugh. Hate your face. I want to smash it. Hit that subscribe button. And, you know, Nate, I know Nate likes to share his thoughts on what he would like you to leave in terms of a review.
I would like a creative username. You do get to, I know Apple allows you to create any type of username you'd like.
Which is wild, if you ask me. Like, why not?
Strange.
Yeah. Very strange.
It's probably so that we can't, like, hunt you down. If you'd like, you can leave your, you know, phone number and address in there so we can send you, you know, potentially some hate mail.
Yeah, if you want to just drop your social on there, I can. There's some great email lists and scammers that I can pass along to, if you're interested.
And I mean, I don't know. Just tell us something, whatever you want. Something you want to get off your chest about us.
Yeah, air it out.
About a family member you don't like. Whatever you want to say. Maybe your boss sucks. You want to mention that? I'm okay with it.
Just give us the 5 stars.
Just punch that 5 stars.
Smash it. But yeah, I don't even know what we were talking about before that, so I'm not going to pretend like I know where this is going, but we're going to talk about Carlos Correa, your favorite guy. Recently announced that he is switching agents. He is going with Nate.
Honestly, as much as we hate him, he's the GOAT agent.
Do we hate him,
though? Scott Boris.
Why do we hate him?
I know he's not well-liked.
I mean, he's good at what he does.
He's great at what he does. He's just kind of an ass.
Incredible at what he does.
I think he's a little full of himself. That's what I'm picking up on over the years. But he knows what he's doing. Scott Boris is a genius when it comes to maximizing contract deals for his players.
Yeah, and the report came out today, Wednesday, said that apparently Correa was asking, before the lockout kicked in, that he was asking for somewhere between $330 and $350. And so I'm thinking he's bringing on Boris to make sure
that happens.
Make sure that happens.
Well, how do you feel about that number? When you read that number, what'd you think? Fitting? Not fitting?
Smoking something.
Yeah. Kind of with you there.
Just because you're the best available player on the market doesn't mean you get buku bucks. Like, that's not how that works.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, when I think of 300 plus anymore, I think 25, 26 years old with probably no injury history is kind of just the qualifying credentials there.
Yeah, I think if you break a rib getting a massage, that should probably disqualify you from classifying yourself as someone with no injury history.
Right, right.
Warranting this kind of money.
Correa will turn 28 at the end of the 2022 season. And, you know, as far as history goes, it's just there's core issues. You know, when we're talking about back issues almost every year, I know he's coming off of arguably one of his best years health-wise. Played 148 games. Still, man, when we're talking shortstops, bigger shortstops, 27, going to be 28 during this season, I mean, 330? What would you do? Max, I would probably give him, what, 7 years, 8 years?
So this contract, ask him between 330, 350, this would have to be, what, over 10?
Well, that's the problem, is that when you look at his career, when you look at his question mark, I don't know if you can technically say it's a question mark. The last two seasons, he's been fine. But when we talk about bigger shortstops, when we talk about guys that are larger, I don't want to be paying him $35 million a year when he's 36, 37 years old. You're not getting that production. You're not getting $35 million worth out of him. And it's, I don't even know if he's one of those guys that's going to be like, well, he covers it in media coverage. He covers it in ticket sales. He covers it in jersey sales. I don't know if he does. If you're anything like me, I'm assuming half of the baseball world still hates this guy. And if we're talking about the potential teams of where he lands, Astros and Yankees are at the top. One team we already hate, the other team most people hate. So I don't understand why we're attaching that much value to him. And if for me, I'm not giving him any more than 7 or 8 years. I'm not going over that.
Yeah, I mean, Lindor's was 10, 341, and he's saying somewhere between, that's kind of like the middle ground for his range. He's, I would imagine he's pulling for, now that he's got Boris, he's pulling for 350. No, I don't see Carlos Correa getting $350 million. I just don't.
I agree. And the difference is that Lindor, smaller in stature, less likely to deal with those back core type injuries that bigger guys do, can easily transition. You could see him moving to second base if range starts to go down, that kind of thing. But he's never had issues. Health-wise, he's never really had issues. And I don't consider anything he dealt with in 2021 to be that much of a big deal health-wise. I wouldn't want to come back to that team either.
Pull up Correa's numbers real quick.
I've got them here. I mean, what do you want to look at?
I want to, just for kicks, I want to throw him up there against Lindor.
All right.
Because you said Lindor, or you said Correa is going to be 28?
Yeah, Correa is going to be 28 during September of the 2022 season.
Okay, so Lindor's 28 right now. Turned 28 a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Let's look here. Four-time All-Star, OPS, 835, 794, 842, 871, 854, 750, 734.
I mean, I think he's probably the best player to compare him to, in my mind. They both broke in 2015.
I'm just looking at the contract. I mean, that's right in the sweet spot of what he's looking for. So
right.
But
age, contract, buzz around this guy, I think they fit the same category. And Lindor, numbers-wise, just seems more productive in my mind.
Correa's got how many years in the league?
7.
Perfect. Lindor's got 7.
Yeah.
Lindor, career OPS, 821, OPS plus 116. Let's see. Two-time Silver Slugger, two-time Gold Glove. I mean, these are obviously just the very basic numbers. You can get much deeper into the conversation. But what do Correa's numbers look like?
Career OPS of 837, OPS plus of 127. you know, walk to strikeout. He's got 347 career walks to 660 strikeouts. Only 33 stolen bases. You know, I think there's just more that Lindor brings to the game. I don't understand or see why Correa would bring as much value. We're talking, you know, a switch hitter. We're talking reliable health-wise, has speed, not hated by a large percentage of fans. Tell me why Correa should get more money.
Doesn't make any sense.
He's got 133 home runs to Lindor's 158. He's got 781 hits to Lindor's 1,000. Only thing we can talk about is potentially some postseason experience. And yes, we know what the postseason numbers are. We know what he's capable of in crunch time. But I think if you were to ask the Blue Jays, you know, what would you prefer? George Springer's record-breaking postseason numbers or, you know, 140 games by a guy that's going to be in the middle of my field? I would want that 140, 150 games protected. Reliable, I know I have that no matter what. I don't see any reason why guys should get paid off of postseason numbers when they leave that team. If the Astros were to bring him back, I could see a little bit of a bump up of what he's provided for the Astros throughout the postseason career. But if he was to go elsewhere, he's a $30 million guy. I think that's fair. If we're going over 30, I think it's a reach.
Yeah, that's probably right where I'd put him at, honestly.
But I don't want him locked down for 10 years. I don't like those contracts anymore, unless it's those extensions where you're getting a guy at a bargain. And then we're talking Wander Franco, Fernando Tatis, Ronald Acuna Jr., Ozzie Albies, those types of guys where you're extending them while they're still under control, that I get. You're getting them at a bargain based on what the market's going to be and what numbers they have at that point. Right now, we have to pay Correa on what he's already done at the age of 27, going to be 28, with injury history.
And a lot of baggage. I know
negative baggage.
We don't need to keep beating the dead horse of what the Astros have done. It's well known at this point, but you can't ignore that. Like, sure, we can kind of look at it for what it was and say, okay, we've addressed this enough. We've talked about the baseball world has talked about this enough, but that just doesn't go away.
Yeah.
Especially when you look at a player by player case,
right?
Like Correa, like that kind of stuff just doesn't disappear. And the comments that he makes and the outspokenness almost to the point of nausea where it's like, all right, dude, like slow your roll a little bit.
He's unapologetic.
Know that you and the team that you play with is on very thin ice. Maybe let's not be so asinine with our comments.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't go away. It doesn't change.
For me, I keep hearing, you know, the Yankees are obviously attached to him for their needs, but I don't see why. I don't see how it would make sense. I'm going to go ahead and assume that majority of that clubhouse has a disdain for Carlos Correa. And it kind of reminds me of like A-Rod. The Yankees have already lived through this. The Yankees have already gone through this loudmouth player, I'm bigger than the game type personality for an extended period of time. He had baggage. Granted, they didn't know he had baggage in 04. This guy we know has baggage. We know he has a stain on him that is going to follow him everywhere. If the Yankees do this, it is a full left turn into villain mode, fully embracing that role.
How would that play out for you? If I know we've talked about it in passing, but like that's a very real possibility.
Real. It's scary real.
Well, the Sox have been thrown around too for God knows what reason. I don't understand why they're in the conversation.
I don't get it either. It would be really tough. I don't think I would.
I don't think I'd like
it at all.
No, I wouldn't be able to come around to him at all.
I don't think I could.
I know that right now for a fact.
I don't think I could, and that's something that I feel like he's got to think about. His own camp has to think about that. Is there a desire to, you know, kind of, you know, rebuild my image here? Do I go to an organization? You know, I honestly felt like the Tigers were the best fit for him. I understand the Javi Baez signing, but I just felt like he was perfect for Detroit. AJ Hinch being there, the fact that it's an organization that is thirsty.
Under the radar.
Under the radar, thirsty, up and coming. I think there's a lot of good that he would have brought to that organization, but there's just this stink about him. I personally don't see him going anywhere else. I think he's going to stay in Houston. That's my guess.
I really don't think he is. I think the way things ended there, I think there was a couple comments he made, or there was something, I'd have to go back and look, but there was something in regards to how that ended that made it seem like he was on his way out. And I really think this is a guy, take what he says about Houston and how much he loves the fans, all that, throw it out the window. This guy is chasing the money. And yeah, so whoever's willing to offer him the most, that's where he's going.
I can't really think of anywhere else.
I mean, I think the teams that are out there that we know of that are potential suitors or current suitors, I don't really think you can add to that list. I mean, I think it's what? It's L.A., New York, Houston, obviously, and like I said, Boston's in there.
See, I think L.A. has a better chance to turn into that villain mode. Spend all your money. Be hated or loved.
Smart Dodger fans don't want Carlos Correa.
I think he's just as bad of a fit in that clubhouse as he would be in New York.
I would argue he's a worse fit.
Probably right.
In the Dodger clubhouse than in New York.
Probably right. I don't know. I don't know if that's something they're even scared of anymore. You know? We both thought that Trevor Bauer was a weird fit. Didn't seem to make sense with that clubhouse.
Doesn't make any sense. I think at this point, the only place it does make sense is Houston.
I agree.
It's like, all right, we can just get on with our lives. Carlos Correa is still an Astro. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah, I think we'll all be okay with that. I think he'll get a little bit closer to his number from them. I really do. Because of his postseason prestige.
But at what point, if you're like, say you're the Yankees, at what point are you tired of being bullied around by these people that say that you're pinching pennies? You're not the Yankees of old. You're not going out and getting these big names when they're available, and nobody even bothers to entertain them because they know that you're going to snatch them up. At what point do you go, okay, enough is enough? Who's the best player on the market?
I thought it was going to be this offseason. I really did. I thought Brian Cashman was on his last chance, his last straw, or he's out. But I don't know. Hal doesn't even seem like a Steinbrenner to me.
No.
And I get it. George, the boss, dude was a little over the top in many ways. I definitely understand that. I'm not arguing that. Very invasive owner. But it's set this standard of what my generation and probably the generation before us expect out of the Yankees. Everything since the 80s has been, this is the way we are. Embrace it. And this is why this last 7 or 8 year stretch hasn't made sense. Signing Carlos Correa, saying, yes, we are the villain, hate us, we'll embrace it. It kind of does make sense. I get it. But the fact that they're so stocked up with shortstops in their system, signing this guy to 8 years makes no sense. That's why I think Trevor Story in a 2 or 3 year deal would be money. Absolutely perfect.
But for me, it's not about the we're the villains, let's sign the villain and kind of regroup here as
just spending the dollars villains in general.
Yeah. We need to reestablish ourselves as the villains of baseball. It's not about that. It's about how this individual is going to be received wherever he goes.
Yeah.
Assuming it's outside of Houston.
I am all on board. Trevor Story, 3 for 90. Just do it. Fine with that. Because Volpe's coming up. Oswaldo Peraza is going to start the year most likely somewhere in that second, third base range. Fill in. He's highly touted. I mean, they just signed. I know that international stuff is tough just because they're so young. But they did get the number one international prospect. He's 17. He's years away. But they're stocked up. The shortstop position is solid. What's the point of drafting or signing those guys if you're going to go and get a Carlos Correa for 8 years? Doesn't make sense. I think the game plan fits. I think Corey Seager probably needed that kind of longevity. Didn't make sense. They let him go. Why would you be a no on Seager and a yes on Correa? Doesn't add up. Trevor Story makes sense. Fill the gap. 2 or 3 years. We talked to Drew Goodman, you know, knows the Rockies like the back of his hand. He said Trevor Story is going to get less than what everyone thinks. And it's a smaller deal. More of a bet on yourself kind of deal. Focus on another arm and focus on trying to get Matt Olson.
what you just said makes me think that he is either going to be a Houston Astro or a Boston Red Sox at the start of 2022. And I don't like that.
Well, what does that look like for you?
Everybody's saying, oh, let's just slide Zander over to second. No.
I don't get that.
We're not sliding Zander anywhere.
I don't get that.
Xander's staying put. Xander's never going to wear another uniform for the rest of his career. Let's just get that out of the way. And he's not going to be wearing it at any other position than where he plays right now. Let's just go ahead and clear up any misconceptions. We don't need Carlos Correa.
It leaves the Astros.
It really does.
Am I losing my mind? Do the Angels need a shortstop? Someone's yelling right now. You can hear it. Someone's yelling at us.
I think the Dodgers are the team out west that would be interested and are on the radar. And I don't think, yeah, why would you be no on Seager and yes on Correa? That makes no sense. Knowing that the majority of your smart fan base, the ones that have even the slightest of intelligences, they understand, no, this guy, no, not here. Not in this uniform. Not in this stadium.
Seattle?
I mean, now we're getting out there.
J.P. Crawford did fine last year.
Yeah, but they just haven't been on the radar. And unless it's a team where they just come out of nowhere and swoop them up, I really think this has been in the works for a long time. I think the teams that we know about are really the true finalists. I really doubt there's going to be a team that comes out and swoops them up. I really think it's going to be one of those, what, four? I just cannot see it being anywhere else.
Maybe that's why Boris just got involved.
Who knows? We shall see. Nate, we didn't get a chance to talk about Camden Yards. Kind of out of left field.
Nah. See what you did there?
Camden Yards, I think it was like a week ago, they announced that they're moving the left field back. And I know what you're thinking. You say, well, Kyle, Nate, well, why do we have to talk about the left field fence getting moved back? Well, have you seen it? Have you seen the renderings of it? This looks wonky.
Looks wild.
And it now, we confirmed, assuming these dimensions are correct, they did an overlay of all 30 ballparks. Camden Yards has like the true left field, like down in the corner, they have the deepest of all 30 parks.
Yeah.
Assuming these renderings are correct, why do you make such a drastic change like that? And not only do you move it that far back, You raise the wall, what, like 6 feet?
Yeah, I think it went, there's certain parts that are going to be like 13 feet. Certain parts are going to be like 20 feet high. I can't exactly figure out where.
I don't know if
the highest, tallest.
Oh, yeah, that I think that's out pushing towards center, though.
That's what I can't quite get, that 21 feet. I don't know if that's right on that weird little cutout that they're going to do in left center. Also, what are they going to do in that little section when it is just totally flat and blanked out with no seats? Because the bullpen set, I like the bullpen there. That's actually one of my favorite bullpen setups in baseball, with the two kind of tiers that they have in left center. I like that a lot.
Big fan.
What are they? It's just going to be like a weird blank gap in left center or left field in general. Do they do? I like those suites where it's like field level, where it's a suite. And you're just right there behind the fence.
Where you can like peek through the fence.
Yeah.
And like see the people on TV.
Yeah, why not? Make it chain link. Have the posts padded. Have it chain link. No one's going to be crashing into those walls anyway. Those balls are going to be crushed. Be well over outfielders' heads anyway. Well, let's just make it a suite. Let people party out there. Bring back some little bit of fun to Camden Yards. It's one of the most beautiful ballparks. It's got its character. I don't think a blank patch of what used to be probably 300 seats.
Did you say seats?
Uh-oh.
Oh. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Y'all didn't
know.
Is it true?
Is it true that the 30 take is back with SeatGeek?
I'm hearing it on the streets.
Word on the street is that the 30 take is back with SeatGeek. Unfortunately, I finally deleted my old email. It was like kyle@dtdbaseball.com. Throwback, yeah, for any of those of you that remember the DTD baseball days. Finally deleted the email account because I was like, I don't need this. It hasn't been DTD for what, a year or two now? But with that, it deleted all the Google Docs.
Ah.
And it deleted the ad that I had typed out. So I'm going to have to go back and find an old ad read that I did for SeatGeek and bring it back, because that was prime.
A little racy, a little weird.
But boy, I tell you what, when I got that email and said, we back. I texted you right away. I was like, this is all I've ever wanted. SeatGeek is back. We got the updated promo code. That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
All we wanted back in the day.
COVID
hit and we were like, never mind.
Yeah, it's like, no. Yeah, they shut it down. Like, yeah, we're not doing those deals anymore because nobody's going anywhere. But they are back and we got the updated promo code. So, you know, if you're obviously not going to a baseball game right now. May not be going to a baseball game for a minute. But, you know, if you're going to a concert, you're going to a theater performance.
Theater performance, cricket competition.
Yeah, if they charge admission for cricket, yes.
Croquet and crumpets competition.
Croquet and crochet competitions. If whatever you're into, if SeatGeek has it, you can use our promo code for your first purchase. You can take $20 off your order.
Yeah. Little tip here. I think they track your card.
We've tried this before.
Yeah. I think they track your card. So it's not as simple as just creating a new account with some random email. You have to use a different card.
Yeah. Use like a debit card.
Yeah.
Use your significant other's card.
Go ahead and just give your grandma a visit. And nab that credit card when she's not looking and get a SeatGeek account that's new, set up, and use the promo code.
And that promo code is the number 3, the number 0, take pod. So it's the same as our social handles. If you need it repeated, it's the number 3, the number 0, take pod. The 30 take pod, as I like to say when I'm trying to remember what our handles are. That's all you got to do. Just type in the 30 take pod and you take $20 off your first order.
Save like $750. Oh, just 20?
You can try it. Try the 30 take pod 750 and see if you save 750.
Why not?
If that doesn't work, just try the 30 take pod and you'll save 20. But that was all. Just wanted to put a little plug out there. SeatGeek is back.
Love that's back. Also, we got some stuff working. SeatGeek ain't the only one, y'all. That's not what the surprise was.
We got, I just found out today, still in the works. Got to iron out some details. Apparently, we're with BarkBox now. Not sure if you're familiar with BarkBox, but it's like a subscription service. It is for dogs. Great guess. So keep an eye out for that. Might have some interesting opportunities for you. You little dog lovers out there, dog lovers, dog owners. So that's in the works, and
we're out here working for you.
We got another one coming. That's
oh yeah,
it's gonna be saucy.
Oh yeah,
real saucy. But yeah, Camden Yards, wild dimensions now. Trying to be like Fenway, I guess. I don't know what they're doing.
There's too many spots that are. I'm seeing home runs robbed everywhere. There, everywhere, just all over the place.
RIP to the spot that Manny did his little high five.
High five.
Tough.
Yeah, that's no longer going to be a thing. I feel bad for guys like Ryan Mountcastle. Just like, hey, just got here. Just put my stamp on this joint, and you're just going to scoop my dominant side back? Cedric Mullins doesn't care. That guy's going whatever. Don't matter where he's playing. Put him in the Polo Grounds. Cedric Mullins.
Well, that may be a stretch, but.
I believe in him.
Polo Grounds, huh?
Dude, that's like my dream transaction. One of these days, I want to wake up and just see that they traded. Yes. Thank you.
I thought you were going to say you're going to wake up and you're going to find out that Polo Grounds is still in existence or something. Like,
it's back.
That's not happening.
Wish. Yeah, I don't get the need to scoot them back and raise the fences. The only other place I can think of, I remember when Coors Field did it a few years ago for their bullpens. They just raised the fences up. That's all. They didn't scoot anything back. What are they thinking? No pitching. That's what it is. They have no pitching, and they get destroyed by every other team in their division. So let's just make this a monster ballpark right here.
That's what it comes down to. Well, if I'm being honest, we've had a number of technical difficulties this particular recording.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking we just quit while we're ahead.
Yeah, just get the hell out of here.
And just bag this one. We'll be back. We'll be back.
We've been at this for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it may not seem like we've had any technical difficulties, but boy, have we.
Can I just throw Apple under the bus? They're too big to fail anyway.
It's not Apple. Trust me, it's not Apple. It's a particular service that we're using that I that shall remain nameless. No free ads. Speaking of no free ads, let me just put out another plug for water. I know I mentioned
How's that going for you?
Mentioned it last episode. I'm telling you, man. Water. If you haven't tried it.
I'm gonna get a swig. I'm gonna take a little swig too.
I'm telling you, man. Water. It'll do wonders for you. Oh, yeah. There you go. Open up that. Oh, yeah. Let's see the pour technique. Yeah, get it in there.
These guys, I'm telling you, these are the ones. I get it with your little time stamps on the side, your little motivational quotes or whatever.
It's not motivational quotes.
But I'm telling you, these like Yeti styled ones, I've had ice in that since this morning.
You'll never learn, man. You just love throwing brand names out there without even caring. It's like, are we getting paid to drop these names? No, we're not. So
I just want to hit you with the squeak on the top again. There we go.
Oh, I know that squeak. I have that particular product. It's not a Yeti.
It's not. It's a Ridge.
Yeah, you know what? Let me just pull up a list of products and brands that we think our people might be interested in, and we'll just throw them out there for free. Unbelievable guy.
Made in China.
But yeah, you know, get some water. Let's see if we can get sponsored by water. Closing the book here. Did you see the Astros confirmed that they are changing the name of their AAA team from the Sugarland Skeeters to the Sugarland Space Cowboys?
Saw that.
How do you feel about it?
I'm on board with the minor league teams having somewhat of a racy, controversial team name.
Like, make it as wild as possible. I love this. I'm all for this.
I do too.
Like, why not? What do you have to lose? Manfred's probably going to kick you out of the affiliation anyway at some point. So why not have a little fun with it before you go?
Skeeters is weird. Gives me the creeps a little bit. So Space Cowboys, awesome. Anytime we can get into food categories, we got the biscuits, you know, those kinds of situations.
That's tops right there.
We can keep going with that. I would love a Crumpets. I would personally love, like, somewhere, the Centerville Crumpets.
The Charlotte Crumpets.
Charlotte sounds like a better place, yeah. I said Centerville because that's just where we grew up, and it was the only sea city I could think of.
Fair enough.
Yeah. The Pittsburgh Pancakes? Let's get it going.
I think the Pancakes are already out there.
Are they?
Yeah, let me see. Pancakes minor league team. Hold on.
North Dakota Nuggets.
Oh, this is interesting.
Nachos?
It's a CPL team, Coastal Plain League. Which is a collegiate, or no, that's collegiate, right? Coastal Plain? No.
No.
Is that indie ball?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Are we sure?
No, not sure.
Are we sure? No.
But I feel good about it.
Yeah, indie it's ball. Woodback Collegiate League. Get out of here.
Get out of here. The Pancakes.
It says this was back in 2018. It says this summer we will see a creative one-game name change. Courtesy of the Lexington County Blowfish, and for one game, they will become the Lexington County Pancakes.
Big fan.
There you have it. Not a minor league team, though, so still in play.
Wichita Waffles. We could get all over the breakfast.
Ooh, this might be something we have to talk about next episode. I'm here for it. But until then, I'm out.
Good stuff today, old chap. It's like 2 a.m. your time, isn't it?
Basically,
yeah. Whoa! Jinx, you owe me a soda. Is that still a thing? You think kids still jinx?
Doubt it.
Hmm. Too bad. Well, don't go chasing those crumpets too much or those curveballs.
We love y'all. And as always, looking forward to talking more baseball with you guys soon. Until next time, stay filthy.